Well, good morning. It has been a lovely morning. It's kind of nice to do something special for Jeannie. Now, if kids, if you're dismissed to go to Children's Church with Donna. Okay. The other thing I knew would get Jeannie mad is if I didn't preach today and just skip that. So we are going to preach. We are going to read God's Word. So we're going to turn to 2 Corinthians. We're going to look at verses 3 through 11 of the first chapter. It says, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us all in our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts we felt sentence of death. But this happened that we might rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us. As you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many." Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth that you lay out here for us. Lord, might we be able to set aside the truth that the world tries to put forth, or what the world tries to put forth as truth, and receive real truth. The truth of your word, the truth that you speak to us. Might we receive it, might we know it, might we live it. Lord, I just pray for your anointing to be upon me as I preach this morning. That you would use the words that I speak to be encouragement and blessing for those who hear. That each person who hears what I speak this morning would be brought closer to you and be given a better understanding of who you are and who we are in Christ. Draw us closer to you, Lord. Help us to walk in your comfort. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. An interesting passage. First blush going through it, it seems, you know, God gives us comfort, and okay. But as I really look at it, and if we really look at this passage, we see some things here. Not that God gives us comfort, and that God is indeed the source of comfort. He's the Father of comfort, of compassion. That is sympathizing with somebody, wanting to come alongside of them, of empathizing with them, of understanding where they're at. That compassion that looks at somebody and says, "I know your pain. I know the difficulties you're going through." He wants to come and comfort, that is, come alongside and be there to help, to advise and strengthen and guide. The point isn't that he just does those things. But the underlying point that we see here is that we need these things because we are going to be persecuted, that we are going to suffer. Verse 5, I actually underlined in red. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. So here we're told that the sufferings of Christ are going to flow into our lives, but that the comfort that is there is enough to overflow. Now, there are some people who erroneously preach and teach that Christians aren't going to have any trials or troubles. That as long as they're right with God, everything in their life is going to be perfect. That's a bunch of hooey. It's a theological term. It means whatever. Okay. God's word is clear. Right here. Paul is writing and saying, just as Christ's sufferings will flow into your lives. It's not if. It's that they're going to. We speak of the crucifixion of Christ and of crucifixion itself as the most painful, agonizing, torturous death mankind has yet devised. And this wasn't even the worst suffering that Christ had, because he also experienced separation from God on the cross. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Christ suffered greatly, as much as it's possible to suffer. And that is what we have for our future as Christians, is that we will suffer. But the point is that not that we're going to suffer and we're going to be miserable, but that we're going to suffer and going to be comforted. We're not going to be left alone. We're not going to be by ourselves. But when the trouble comes, and it's going to come, our Lord will be there with us. Our brothers and sisters in Christ will be there with us. Our God is there for us to come alongside of us, to be there right with us. That's comfort. It's compassionate because he knows what we're going through. He understands the pain. He experienced it. Not just from afar, observing and saying in some sort of academic way, that looks like it hurts. He experienced personally the physical and emotional pain of human life and of separation, but also the comfort is there. And the comfort just isn't there, just a little bit. Like there's a little bit of comfort. But there's comfort that overflows. The amount of comfort that is there isn't just, I don't know if I have enough comfort to share with you, because if I comfort you, I may not have enough comfort for somebody else. It's this overflowing abundance of comfort. There isn't any kind of a shortage of comfort. So also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. Paul's talking about if he's distressed, if he's having problems, he's going through that difficult so that you can be comforted and so that you might be saved. This is what he's speaking to the people in Corinth and what we're speaking to each other. When I go through difficulties and troubles as a pastor, it is for your comfort and for the salvation of the sheep that God has put under my care, those who I may lead to Christ, that I've gone through those difficulties. And when you go through problems, as a child of God, it is for the comfort and salvation of others, your brothers and sisters in Christ, those who have not yet come to Christ. See, because you went through difficulties, you can best come alongside somebody else. You can bring somebody comfort. Why? Because you've been there. You've had difficulties. Even if you haven't been in that exact same spot somebody else has been, you haven't had the perfect life. You've had difficulties. You've had problems. Therefore, you can come along somebody who's had problems and you can say, you know, let me help. Let me be here for you. Let me comfort you. Come alongside of you so that you don't have to do this by yourself. When people find that somebody was willing to come alongside of them in distress, they say, why are you doing this? You say, well, because God loves you, and therefore I love you. And they scratch their head and they go, are you crazy? They say, no, I'm a Christian. Sometimes it looks the same. But this is what I need to do. I've gone through some difficulties in my life. And what I've found with each and every one of those difficulties is that God has indeed comforted me. And that He has then somehow used those things which Satan intended for evil in my life to allow me to be a blessing for somebody else. I had an aunt who died of suicide. It allows me to come alongside of people who are dealing with suicide in their family in a way that I would not otherwise be able to. It's not that it's not possible for me to come along and comfort somebody who's experienced suicide if I hadn't ever experienced anything in my life. But it does make me more compassionate. It does help me to better do it. It has allowed me to do it in ways that I would not otherwise have thought. Paul goes on and he explains on how he had some troubles in Asia. Basically what they did is a mob took him out and decided to stone him to death. And they literally left him for dead. He said, I despaired unto life. He's not being melodramatic here, saying, you know, We've all seen, maybe some of us have been kind of melodramatic. Oh, I'm going to, you know, if that happens, I'll just die. No, Paul's talking about the fact that they took him out and they threw rocks at him until they thought he was dead. In fact, he thought he was dead. God of the resurrection. I don't know if God saved his life or if God allowed him to be killed and then resurrected him. It really doesn't matter. Both is the miracle of the compassionate God who was just there for us. Now, does that mean that every time we're going to have a difficulty that that God's going to save us at the very end? No, sometimes He carries us right through to the end and brings us into heaven. But as Paul tells us other places, that's a win-win situation. You know, to live as Christ is to die as gain. You know, if I'm here on this earth, well, then I'm serving Christ. If I die, then I get to go be in heaven. You know, either way, it's a win-win situation. It was exactly what Paul is going through right here. So whatever occurs, you know, it's going to bring comfort to you. It's for your blessing. It's for your comfort. To hear that I've been beaten up and mauled is going to comfort somebody? To hear how God was present even in that may well bring somebody else comfort. Might bring you comfort. My grandmother died close to 10 years ago. She went in for a bladder repair, got pneumonia, subsequently died. I happened to be there with her when she went into the hospital. And she said, you know, for me it's a quality of life issue. If I have the surgery, it's going to repair my bladder issue and I'll have a better quality of life. If I have the surgery and it doesn't repair my surgery and I happen to die, well, I get to go be with God in heaven. It's quality of life. She said, either way, I win. You just have to promise not to keep me alive on a machine. I'm like, oh, please. Thanks, Grandma. But the point was, is she knew what it was she wanted, and she knew that the Lord was with her. And she'd been through some difficulties. And just knowing that was a comfort to me and my family. To see her go through what she went through, death, we were comforted knowing that God was there, knowing that she knew and loved God. And that's what Paul is pointing out here to the Corinthians. He's saying, you know, I went through some really tough stuff. And I went through this so that I can better encourage you and so that you can look at my life and the difficulties that I went through and you can be encouraged. You know, hey, if Paul can have rocks on him until he's dead and still go on to serve God and praise God, well, you know, I think I can deal with my little financial downturn. You know, because I'm not alone. I have that comfort. I have that one who has compassion for me. His name is God. His name is Jesus. It's also my brothers and sisters in Christ. We're there for one another. It's not supposed to... See, sometimes God sends us to be the ones to bring you that bearer of comfort and compassion. He's there, true, yes. But He wants to bring everybody there. Sometimes there's just nothing better than a big, you know, hog pile of hug. Sometimes that's more than what somebody wants. But there's time for everybody to gather around and just be there. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened not that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. So drive us home to the fact that we're not supposed to be relying on ourselves for our comfort. We're not supposed to be relying on ourselves and our own strength to get through the difficulties. We're supposed to be relying on God. The one who's continuously there. Is God ever gone? No. He's always there. He continues to give us comfort. He will continue to deliver us, it says. Well, didn't He deliver us when He went on the cross? He continues to deliver. He's continually there. He's always working on our behalf. He's always interceding on our behalf. He's always there coming alongside of us and just comforting us. Comfort isn't just saying, oh, are you comfy? Do you feel good? You know, I want you to feel good. That's what's important. No, that's not what we're talking about. Comfort is come alongside and help, assist, do something on your behalf, something for you that needs doing. And this is the continuous, compassionate comfort of Christ. And this is what's available. Because people were Christians, that means we're going to have problems. You're going to have sometimes big problems. And as Paul tells us, sometimes he brings us the problems to remind us that we can't do it in our own strength, but to get us to rely on him. Some of us are more self-sufficient than others and require bigger sticks. Paul required one big enough to be stoned to death in this particular situation. I know I required a Massey Ferguson tractor and a motorcycle accident in order to God get my attention in one instance. This is just... Sometimes he takes us there right to the edge. But we need to not just give up and say, oh, what am I supposed to do? Well, that's the thing is, we're not supposed to be without hope in that situation. What we're supposed to do is stop relying on ourselves and rely on Christ when we run into those situations. Rely on God. And He will comfort us. He will be there to carry us through. Because we can't go it alone. And if we try, well, it will be a miserable failure. But we also need to remember that we go through these difficulties not just for ourselves, but so that we can be a better comforter and blessing for somebody else. That's why Christ came to earth. So he could be a better Savior. So that he could better intercede on our behalf. So he could be that compassionate comforter. Continuously interceding on our behalf at the right hand of the Father. Well, this is Paul's word for us today. It's God's word for us today. As Christians, we're going to have trouble. Don't try to go it alone. Seek comfort from Christ. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you for your word. We thank you that you are indeed the comforter, the one who does come alongside of us and encourage us and bless us. That you are compassionate, Lord. You care, you understand, you've been through the difficulties, you've experienced pain. You can come alongside and hurt and cry with us. You can celebrate with us. And Lord, you're always there. You never leave us, you never forsake us. You are continually working towards our salvation, on our behalf. You are working always. We thank you for that. Lord, might we stop relying on ourselves and might we instead rely on you, on the Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Just before we're going to close.